It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. This week we have reactions to a couple of news stories. This one headlined "SOAR Working Groups to Plot Strategies," as posted on the WEKU website. The story reported about the next step in the Shaping Our Appalachian Region, or SOAR, initiative, involving 10 working groups mapping out strategies and preparing to take suggestions from Eastern Kentuckians. And a quoted dentist, Dr. Nikki Stone, with the University of Kentucky Center for Rural Health, who is heading up a group examining health issues. Via the Discuss feature on our website, a listener identifying as The Hopster wrote, "How simple it is to greatly improve the lives of the people of Appalachia with a little common sense. Refreshing to hear Dr. Stone's comments, her hopes, and her solutions, but it is a difficult task to accomplish to change the attitudes and overcome the decades of poverty and despair. Dr. Stone provides a ray of hope that homegrown ideas by people from this place can bring positive change." By email from Tom in Lexington, he writes, "I heard a local newscast this morning around 8:30-ish in which it was said that Crit Llewellyn's decision not to run for governor opens the way for Attorney General Conway to enter the race. This is true, but it also opens the way for another with an equally high-profile auditor, Adam Edelin, to enter it as well. We're interested in your feedback. Call our listener comment line at 859-622-1657. Send an email to weku@eku.edu, post on Facebook, or send us a tweet at 889-WEKU. That email again, weku@eku.edu. The phone number, 859-622-1657. Then tune in again next week at this time for listener feedback on 889-WEKU.